to do what? To sit down. I explain this for you. I beg you, for reading this book, please give up these principles that you bring in from here and there, you principleless fellow. Because you always have this argument, bringing the sayings of nobody knows who and... Because everything is good in special position, special condition. Nothing is good always. We talked about all of this, that good and bad are relative. He even, I don't know if you remember the explanation that he gives about all of this at the beginning of book 5. Anyhow, so he explained all of this, then he said, now, I talk too much because, yes, I'm talking about the order, the intuition, why you do something, the order comes from where, and so on and so on. But let me tell you, this is something which is not explainable and which is not that understandable. But it's there. That we know, right? Love is out there. One. Then what? Do you remember we said, you cannot hunt the love. You should give up the hunting and all the tricks and improve yourself to become worthy. Maybe you get lucky, you will be hunted. How about that? We talked about that, right? He said, now this is what we are talking about. This is something that you could smell. Why? Because it's far. It's not reachable and watchable and all of that. Yes, the smell is here. Get that smell and be addicted to it and make it the key. That's how it would start working. Would you please continue?
Start at 90?
Yeah.
When the earth is covered with a shroud of this snow, brandish the sunbeam sword of Usamuddin. Listen, lift up the sword of Allah from the east. With that east, make this portal hot. That sun smites the snow with a dagger. It causes the torrents to pour from the mountains upon the earth. For it is neither of the east nor of the west. By day and by night, it is at war with the astronomer, saying, why in your baseness and blindness have you made a Qibla other than me of stars that give no true guidance? Displeasing to you are the words of the Trusty One in the Quran. I love not them that set. By Kuza, you have girt yourself before the moon. Hence, you are annoyed by, and the moon shall be split asunder.
Means what? Okay, in one of these little bizarre magical stories is that the prophet did this and cut the moon in half. This is that magic of the prophet. Here he will say, okay, think about that. you don't get it really. Why? This is something that right at the beginning he said, and he repeated it, that look for the meaning of the stuff, please. So when he brings in something magical like that, what is the meaning of it? He says, first of all, you would not like it when in the same book there is this law of Ebulophilin. Means, I don't like the one that will drop down and will fade away. Here, he will bring it for the sun. The sun will drop down. Wouldn't you like the sun because of that word? What is it? The sun will never drop down. He's moving away from us only. Sun is the sun. But let's talk about this moon. What is the moon? Moon will reflect the light of the sun in the night that we don't have the sun. Moon will give us the light, right? Okay. And it is very important. Yes. But is it more important than the bread? A piece of bread. I know a lot of breads which will kill you. This is the point here. How do you evaluate this stuff? When we are talking about the sky and the sun and blah blah blah, we are not talking about the normal stuff. We are trying to find something else. There is this passion somehow behind this. Let's think about it. Yes.
You disbelieve that the sun shall be folded up. In your opinion, the sun is of the highest degree. You deem change of weather to be caused by the stars. You are displeased with when the star shall fall. Truly, the moon produces no greater effort than bread. Oh, many a loaf of bread that severs the vein of life. Truly, Venus produces no greater effect than water. Oh, many a water that has destroyed the body.
This is the trick. For me, that's the highlight. He was preparing everything for this. What is he talking about? What is he talking about? He's talking about you and your judgment. You have to put all these judgments aside to start to talk about non-existent and not having. This is the point. You judge. You cannot put aside your judgment. Okay, water, is it good or bad? That is my point. I know a lot of water which will ruin your body. Remember, water is the knowledge. Water is what we are looking for. What do we say? Even there, don't exaggerate to say water is always good. We talked about it so many times. Good thing happens in good timing, in good place, in good condition. That's how it happens. It doesn't happen always. So I know a lot of water which will ruin your body. A lot of knowledge I know that if you have it, you will be confused and you will be, go crazy. Yes.
Love of those is in your soul, and the advice of your friend strikes on the outer skin of your ear. Our advice takes no hold of you, O great man. Know that neither does your advice take any hold of us.
Aha! This is it. It doesn't work that I will tell you and you will change. Why? Aha. Let's go back. Let's talk about the water which will ruin your body. You will say, you love it, and the beloved is talking, you hear it. You hear it from outside, and you love the other part inside of you. That loving inside doesn't let you to hear correctly. Whatever you're passionate about, you don't listen to something else anymore. That's why you have to put aside all your feeling, judgment, and all of that, because they will stop you. I'm giving you that advice, but that advice doesn't work, because you, inside yourself, you have the judgment, you have the philosophy, and blah, 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 all of that. So what? This is the trick. When Rumi talks about it and say, oh, this is stuff, it's even bad. Then you look at it and say, yes, really it's bad. And it's all around us. But, read the but.
Your ears are closed unless, perchance, the special key comes from the friend to whom belongs the keys of the heavens.
Aha. This is the trickiest stuff in it. That I'm giving you the advice, but it doesn't go in your ears. Except, aha, that's the trick. There are times that it happens that a special key will come and suddenly you transform. This is something that we see it, that it just happens out of blue. This will give all of us the hope that that could happen, because we don't know why it happens. Somehow we know this is the kindness of that giver who is giving the new chances every single moment. This is how it works. You remember, my positive thinking, it's not because of these stories. I watch it. I compare the time of my grandfather. This is 120 years ago. This time, there is no galaxies. There is no microbes. There is no atom. None of this. They live like animals. We improved. Why? We look back. We started from the amoeba up to here. And recently we realized, even before amoeba, in that simple chemical water, it happens. It's curiosity. Because everything, not every living creature, please remember this, everything in this universe